Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TrimmerCronCon.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Einwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Condiment Ali of ContimentAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, y'all, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Deacon Millett of FourAlters.org in the high desert of California. Together, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as defined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Condiment Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, Miss Tammy Lee.
Hi.
So nice to hear your voice. Miss Tammy you. Lee from another dimension, somewhere on the east.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're having a wonderful sunny day out here in California. And I got to tell you, folks, this has just been a wonderful, wonderful week for me. We've had so much fun working on new projects for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, and we're going to get to that in a moment. And working on the railroad. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. Actually, Daniel Smith of Daniel Smith Railroads has been working on the railroad. And I'm telling you, this man is a genius. And we'll
it's
have more
training weather.
It's training weather. It's just amazing what he's doing. Scratch building little buildings. He mills the redwood lumber right here on the place. And wow. It's something else. And the passion that he brings to this is the same as the passion that we bring to the work we do. And he's out there last night. He was out there with what they call a trouble lamp, you know, a drop lamp, hung from a magnolia tree. The same magnolia tree Coastside Conjure knows, the one with the beautiful purpley lavender flowers that she took a beautiful picture of. He was out there with a trouble lamp hung from that tree in full bloom, building trestles in the middle of the night. I mean, that guy is something, okay? We've been definitely working on the railroad. I want to give a big shout-out, danielsmithrailroads.com, Don Herzog of Miniature Plant Kingdom, Nancy Norris of Garden Lines, and Eric Mose of Mose Trains, who's doing electricity for us. These folks are bringing this whole thing together, but it's really Daniel that's the guy. Now, y'all come out to the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, and you're going to be able to meet this man. He is a one-of-a-kind. If you live anywhere in California, he has the most fabulous railroad. It's open to the public in August. It's in Salinas, California, actually in Prunedale, for all you technical map freaks. And it is what we call extreme railroading. I mean, he does things for the railroad you shouldn't do, curves and raises of elevation, switchbacks, things that most people look at and go, that's impossible with little miniature trains, but he does it. And he's going to be out here. Oh, and a big shout-out to Al Tillman. Al Tillman of Santa Rosa, California, another railroader, and who is putting in the prototype section of our railroad, namely real railroad ties with real creosote smell. And he's laying that all in. So it's and it's volunteer work. These guys are something else. It's a whole community. Already over 100 people have come by. They come by the shop. You know, they buy things and they're going, what is this? It's Disneyland. It's a railroad. And yeah, and people bringing their kids. This is going to change our world dramatically. Okay. Now, again, as I tell everybody, they go, but I thought you were into witchcraft. Well, yes, I am. But if y'all know, and I'm going to bring up some stuff here, the iron rails and iron itself has a long history in magic, and railroads have been used for magic for years and years. And I'm not going to get into it too much, but you can look up railroad spikes. We sell them. And railroad spikes are used in magic. And putting things on the rails. Have you ever all put a coin on the rail and had it smashed to make a lucky coin? Those are things that go back a ways. And so anyway, that's what we're doing. All right, so that's it for me. Working real hard on the books, and we're going to talk about those in a minute. We've got 5 books coming out, and big shout out to Gray Wolf Townsend, okay? Y'all know him in Facebook as Gray Wolf. He works for the Sacred Well, served by Yeshe Rabbit. I'm just going to say a big thank you, because he's you know, one of the people at Sacred Well. They carry Lucky Mojo products. They're friends of ours. They carry a lot of stuff for Buddhist practice, for metaphysical, witchcraft, pagan, you name it. Tiny little store, beautiful things. And they're down in Oakland, California, the Sacred Well. If you're down there, shop there. And lots of love to them. But Gray Wolf is working on art and covers for our books that are coming out, and I just want to give him a big, happy smile. Wonderful man. And the Sacred Well is a great place to buy Lucky Mojo products and other products if you are in the East Bay and can't get all the way up to Sonoma County. All right, that was it for me. Yeah, Gray Wolf is a fabulous helper. And he's a graduate of the course that I teach, and he has been in our apprenticeship. And he's just one of those people who's just a solid guy, very solid guy, and an artist. And he's worked in the print business. Okay, now I'm going to say, hi, Ollie.
Hello.
I was trying to get everything out there in a rush. How are you doing, Ollie?
I am doing lovely. I'm very happy to hear that the railroad is coming along. Every time I go up to Lucky Mojo, there's always something new. You know, first it was the bottle tree. I went up there, and I was so excited to see it because, you know, it was something straight out of Condra work. And then it was the labyrinth, and I was so excited to see, and I could hear you building the labyrinth. And now the railroad. So it's like every year there's something new to see at Lucky Mojo, and it gets more and more exciting.
That's true, and I'm going to tell people we may not be able to top the railroad. That may be the crown of our success here, and so come and see it. And, thank you, Ollie, for that, you know, because we do try to – people sometimes call this the Disneyland of conjure shops or the – you know, Disneyland of metaphysical shops.
I definitely say that.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. That's what I love. Okay. So, now, we've got a guest, and our guest is my fabulous friend, our wonderful guy, and we've known him for many, many years. This is a root worker supreme. Came all the way from Austin, Texas, now lives in Southern California, but he still has his beautiful Texas accent, and that is Deacon Millett. Hello, Deacon Millett.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, I just always love having you
Welcome.
As a guest on the show. Deacon Millett, for those who are new here or are listening to this podcast at some belated time in the future, Deacon Millett is a conjure doctor who specializes in sweet love spells. He is the author of Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spells. Came out last year. He taught a class on it at our workshops. He does love magic, sweet love magic in the conjure tradition. And Deacon Millett is one of those people, and people always ask, who will take my reconciliation case when no one else will? That would be Deacon Millett. He takes them all, and he is positive, uplifting. Am I right, Deacon Millett?
I sure the hell try.
Sure the hell try to be positive, uplifting. No, you are the best that way.
I've had enough miracles in my own love life that I know what's possible, and I love sharing the tricks that got me to where I am. So.
And you're the pastor at Four Altars, Gospel Sanctuary. Now, Four Altars out there in the deserts, in the high desert, the desert where there's these little Joshua trees are growing, and it's like sand and cactuses. It's bizarre out there, out in the high desert of Southern California. And this is a fantastic church. You all just need to go to fouraltars.org. Okay, just go there, fouraltars.org. Look at the pictures. It'll blow your mind. And Deacon Millett built this with his partner Matthew. Love Fulfilled, they built a church. And Deacon Millett, you have a lovely candle ministry out there. And Deacon Millett is one of the artists who contributed to the CD called the Lucky Mojo Conjure Toolbox. And he donated beautiful candle label art that he compiled himself. And it's just a – you're an artist, you're a writer, you're everything. And this year, Deacon Millett is working on another book for us. Now, again, I'm just going to jump ahead here. Every year for 4 years, we put out little cookbooks. They were called Hoodoo Foods, you know, the 2010 Conjure Cook-Off, 2011 Conjure Cook-Off, 2012 Conjure Cook-Off, 2013 Conjure Cook-Off. And I've got to explain, the Conjure Cook-Off was a concept that I kind of came up with the idea, but it was really wouldn't have been nothing but just a float, an idea out there. And the reason I came up with it, my mother wrote cookbooks at one point for a living. She was a librarian, a writer, and a book dealer, and she collected cookbooks, and I loved cookbooks. So, and I even co-wrote a cookbook with my mother and helped her on another cookbook that she wrote many years ago when I was young. So cookbooks are in my heart. And but I mentioned this just casual. Wouldn't it be neat to have a Conjure cookbook? And Sister Robin Peterson, who was our shop manager at the time, she had had restaurant experience. She had co-owned and run a restaurant for many years before she came to Lucky Mojo. And she took my little one-line sentence and she turned it into reality. And for 4 years, she was the hostess and the elucidator and explicator and provider at the Hoodoo Foods Conjure Cook-Off. And we did that every year. People would bring in their foods that they would make that were magical foods. Okay, now some of you listening to the radio show know what I'm talking about, but I always know this is going to be listened to 10 years from now in a podcast, and someone's going to go, what are they talking about? So Hoodoo Foods, we'll explain it, but Hoodoo Foods is food that contains magical ingredients. If you think for a minute, you all have that book that I wrote, Hoodoo Urban Root Magic, and it says, for instance, oregano keeps away the law. Huh. Italian mafia, Italian seasonings, oregano. Let's think about that for a moment, you see? You can just start to think about foods, or like we say, ginger heat things up, but in a nice way. Ginger tea. Or cinnamon heats things up for money. Sugar and cinnamon on toast. But, oh, you can go much farther than that. We all know that hot red peppers can drive people away, but you can also use them to make up a fiery barrier of protection. Salt is for protection. We all know these things if we understand the basis of roots and herbs. Now, not every root or herb is edible. Don't be go eating your High John the Conqueror. You'll get the runs. But there are many herbs and roots that are edible. And many of them are flavor combinations that are really good. And so Sister Robin, she said, oh, my God, we're really going to do this. And she was the one who came up with the idea of making this thing happen every year. So we would have a big picnic table, and everybody would bring food, and they'd bring their recipes. We'd put out a little tiny 16-page cookbook, and we'd have a little judging, a contest, and see who won every year, and they would get a little prize, and Robin would supply the prizes. And it was, you know, real pretty, handmade little, you know, first place, second place, third place prizes. And really, we just had a wonderful time. Well, my plan was, let's just go ahead with these little 16 pages, and eventually we'll have enough for a book. But, you know, life gets in the way. And Sister Robin had some, well, I don't want to get into it too much, but let's put it this way. Sister Robin had some health issues. She had to take a leave, and we knew we weren't going to have her with us. And Deacon Millett stepped in, and Deacon Millett, who had done this fantastic workshop on sugars and honey and included foods in that, and he loves to cook, and so does Matthew, both of them great cooks. Right? Am I right? So, I mean, the two of you guys in the kitchen are dangerous to my diet, I'll tell you. You guys are great. So Deacon Millett said, you know, let's just assemble what we got. And we had extra because people were, like, already donating so many recipes we couldn't all fit them in. And Deacon Millett put this thing in, and we have put together a fantastic, kind of the ultimate collection. And it is Hoodoo Food, the best of the Conjure Cook-Offs, and it is 96 pages. Deacon Millett turned in the manuscript to us. It's great, folks. So that, with that introduction, so talk. Let's talk about this book. Deacon Millett, tell us what's all in it.
Well, we went ahead and organized the book via conditions, via topics, which is kind of different for a cookbook. You know, usually it's soups and appetizers and main courses. Well, we have New Year's luck and cursing and love.
Right.
So it's organized very, very differently, and that lets you go to the section that is most pertinent to you at any given point and come up with dishes or a full meal plan that will hit that up. You know, it's just a whole bunch of different traditional recipes from all over the place. Some beautiful contributions from people's families, wonderful bits of folklore and stories that give context to the recipes. And they're all very doable, which is another thing I really like, is they're not complicated. You can actually sit down and follow the directions and make them yourself, and they're all workable. So it's really a fun book.
It's really wonderful. It's Magical Meals is what it is. And what happens with this, like New Year's, okay? We've got three different kinds of New Year's here. We've got magical meals for what we would call American New Year's, January 1st, and it would be Southern style. Both black folks and white folks tend to celebrate New Year's with certain, you know, greens and cornbread and beans of some sort of black-eyed peas. So we got that in there. But then we have Jewish New Year. So we have recipes for Rosh Hashanah. That's Jewish New Year. Then we got recipe, at least one of them, for what we would call Scandinavian New Year, Winterfest, midwinter, Yule, right? So it's all New Year's all the time. That's one whole chapter. Then the next chapter, we have one on money. We have a chapter on love. It's just, there's a chapter on protection, and I'll tell you, that's some sharp work. And there's a chapter on dreams, and these are interesting foods because these are foods that will grant you your wishes or enable you to have a beneficial dream that will bring in lucky numbers or something like that. It's an amazing concept, and thing is, the recipes, like you said, Deacon Millett, these are doable recipes. These are easy to make. And what we've done and improved over the old version is every food has its attribution. Every ingredient, I should say, has its attribution. So you don't need to know, why is this for luck? It'll say on it, in the list of ingredients, it'll say, you know, like baking powder is to make things arise or increase, right? Or it'll say basil, that's for the luck of the home and protection of the home and peaceful home. And it'll say, so you can look down the list of ingredients and you go, I get it. So it's a teaching book too, because what happens is if you use this cookbook in relation to books like Hoodoo Urban Root Magic, your whole world will open up. Every dish you eat, you'll know what the magical value of this dish is. But there are also things in the book that tell you how to pray over them, even how to stir them, even just how to alter a recipe to make it more magical than it was. It's pretty amazing. As Callie Mojo Girl says in the chat room, kitchen witchery, that's exactly what it is. Now, kitchen witchery usually means a witch who doesn't have a separate place to do witchcraft, and so they use kitchen ingredients. But this is the opposite. This is a cook who makes every meal magical. And you're going to love it. You're really going to love it, because this is something that has never been put out in one book like this, Magical Food. I'm really thrilled. I'm just excited. And I can't think of a better person to help with this book than Deacon Millett, such a good cook himself. So, but all respect and due, really, this is the original compilation is Sister Robin. So they're both, you know, she gets super creds here too, and he's edited it together. It's really a collaborative effort, and all the people who've contributed, there's a lot of contributions from people who are members of AIR. There's a lot of contributions from people who are good root workers. I mean, they're people who tell the story of their you know, families and all, and how these things came to be. So it's going to be
It's one of the more traditional ways of working. A lot of people, when you think of hoodoo now, people think immediately of candles, and that's great. Candles are definitely part of hoodoo. But they often forget that some of the simplest and oldest works involve putting things in people's food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or making certain types of hoodoo foods that are part of a tradition. And I think one of the things that this book does, and one of the things that the idea of hoodoo foods does, is ultimately remind people that this isn't just a magical system, that it is a cultural practice. And there are cultural ideas that go with it, celebrations
mm-hmm.
like what you do on New Year's, you know, meal. That's very important, I think, and that helps remind people that you're not just working with a system, but a living, breathing part of a culture.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Really, it's a cultural practice, not just a magical practice. And now, this book is going to be on sale after the workshops, but it's going to be free. If you buy a ticket and come to the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, you can either buy a Saturday ticket or a Sunday ticket, or you can buy a discount for 2 days, right? Most people so far are buying a two-day ticket. But each day, there are books that are being given away as part of it. So it's a rebate on your ticket, basically. And on Sunday, at the lunch, the book will be given away as part of the, you know, that's what you get as part of your lunch. You get a free lunch and you get a book on cooking, right? So now there's plenty of other books that are coming out. And I want to kind of give a little shout out on those too. We'll talk about them more maybe next week. I think we're going to do, we'll talk about some of these. But we have Miss Michael and Professor Charles Porterfield, both of whom are in the chat room right now, have collaborated on a book called Bible Magic. And this book is subtitled Sacred Secrets of Scriptural Sorcery. And that's exactly what it is. And so this is going to be the Bible magic book to end all Bible magic books. This is not going to replace any one old book like Secrets of the Psalms or, you know, Help Yourself with Selective Prayers, but this is going to be like all of the books that we published through the church. It will give you everything, and it's packed tight. It's tight with words. It's tight with spells. It has a question and answer session, and it also has pictures. You're going to love this book, Hoodoo Bible Magic. That's the name of that one.
And I can't think of two better people to write it. Miss Michael, who works so much with the scripture, has that beautiful Bible mojo hand that she makes, does bibliomancy all the time on the radio show. And Professor Charles Porterfield, who was one of the original members of AIR back in the day and who is known for doing some amazing, powerful, traditional work that involves working with the scripture. So really, two people that you could not go wrong with in with this book. And I really want to just kind of draw back real quick and just say I love these books that are coming out from the church and Lucky Mojo, the format of them. And for people who are not familiar with this, it started with the Bone Book and the Candle Book, and it's really a great, great series of books. They cover a variety of hoodoo topics, so if you haven't gotten these books, you really want to get them. They start off with wonderful introductions. They introduce you into the topic, and then they go into question and answer formats. They're 96-page books, and they have everything that you need. So it's not just one book, but it's a series of these books that are coming out, and if you haven't been following along, you really are missing out, and you want to catch these books, and they're on a variety of topics. This cat wrote both them. Deacon Millett wrote his Sweetness and Honey one, which is absolutely wonderful. We've got now, we're getting the Bible Magic one, the Hoodoo Foods. It's growing. Each year, I think, there's going to be
There's more.
More and more.
Yeah, there's more, honey. Michelle Jackson has one. It's also going to be one of these. It's going to be contemporary bone reading techniques with pictures. Michelle Jackson, for those again, she's an artist as well as a writer. And so she's teaching a course that goes along with this. And again, you attend, you get the book for free. Charles and Michael will be teaching Bible Magic. And that is going to be, the book will be there. That's your reward for attending. So like I said, these are rebates on your tickets to come to the thing. Then we have Aura LaForest book on bathing. This is Hoodoo Spiritual Baths. And Aura will not be teaching herself because, as those of you who know her know, she just had a baby, and she's in baby land, and that's where she should be. But we're going to be doing the bathing book. Will be a, there'll be a bathing class, and there's going to be a that will be another one of these bonus books. You get a 96-page book just for attending the class, and that's beautiful, beautiful book on it's both on bathing and on floor washes, and it goes right down to the old-fashioned how to make them yourself out of minerals, how to make them out of herbs and roots, how to buy commercial products and blend them and mix them. And it is beautiful. And here's another little tip in her book. She talks about using the baths as teas to drink. Not a bath with soap. Now we're talking about just a bath tea. And if you make them out of edible herbs, you can drink a little of that tea and cleanse yourself inside and out. Or put love into yourself inside and out. And that same idea is carried through in the Hoodoo Cookbook. The Hoodoo Foods Cookbook has lists of edible herbs that you can do that with. So the two books, one flows into the other, you see. And then the Bible book tells you what psalms to say while you're bathing and how to bathe with Bible scripture and use that into the to make drinking your prayers and bathing in your prayers. So all of these books relate all of these different forms of hoodoo root work together into the real complex mix, okay? So that's what that's all about. And then Michelle Jackson's book is on divination, how to get a good reading and with bones, and it's really it's going to be the go-to book. I wrote a nice survey book, but Michelle takes it to another level just on the Sangoma style, because I covered everything in my book, but she just takes the Sangoma style and she shows you practical things. I think my book and her book together, for anybody who wants to learn bones, you put the two books together. She didn't copy me. I didn't copy her. We didn't cross each other's lines. So the two books are exact complements to each other. And just like my candle book didn't step on the toes of Master Book of Candle Burning or The Guiding Light or any of those other old books, her book and mine are just two peas in a pod, but each one different. Now, there's one more book, and that is Dr. Johannes Gardbach's Trolldom. And this is going to be big book. This is the big book. This is going to be a large size format. It's going to be the same format as my green herb book. It's not going to be one of these little books because he just wrote too much. And it is phenomenal. There is nothing like this in English ever. And, guys, those of you who have a Scandinavian background, you're going to be mind blown. You really are, because I'm working on editing this thing from what Johannes calls Swenglish, which is Swedish English. He wrote it in Swenglish. And I'm telling you, it's something. But I'm just going to say one thing. I'm going to just say one thing. I'm on page 101, editing page 101, and here's the heading. saving children from blood-sucking elves. Okay? Okay, saving children from blood-sucking elves. All y'all who thought it was all about Odin and Freya, no, no, no. We're talking saving children from blood-sucking elves. That is the Swedish trolldom. They've got a whole reality out there. As you all have know from me talking and studying this stuff yourself, every folk culture has its own set of folk beliefs. So in Hoodoo we have stepping on things, you know, poison through the feet. Well, I'm here to tell you, blood-sucking elves, okay? You need this book. You need this book just to keep the blood-sucking elves off your children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, when I got to that one, my jaw dropped. It was great. But there's a lot of other things, too, in this book. How to use a prayer, because they use prayer in Sweden. It's very similar to the way we use prayer. It's more similar to powwows or Pennsylvania Dutch, obviously, because that's Pennsylvania German. But those of you who, again, we tie these books together, those of you who've seen the Hoodoo Foods cookbook, you know Johannes went on about that using the holkake, the bread with the hole in it, and how to use holkake for magic, and also how to make those magical pancakes, the salt pancakes, to dream true of your husband-to-be. Those are samples of Scandinavian folk magic, trolldom, not neo-pagan Scandinavianism. We're talking the real deal Scandinavianism, okay? And so those things are going to be in this book. And I'm telling you, they use rhymed spells, very similar to the kind of rhymed spells you'll find in powwows or the long-lost friend. They use ointments. They use salves. There's a lot. I'm telling you, there's a lot. Things that I never knew about before. Things like when you go in the woods and you find this special thing. It's a little, I'm not going to give it away. It's a little bowl, but I won't tell you what it's made of. And you can find these bowls in the woods, and you can use them in magic. You know, there's secrets in here that the Swedish people have that you never heard of before, because it's never been in English. Some of it's very similar to what we use. Sulfur against witchcraft, we do that here. Some of these things are pan-European, and therefore they got into hoodoo. They're even pan-worldly, because sulfur burns any place in the world, you know. But there's things here that you'll never see outside of this book on trolldom. So that's all what I got to say about that.
Very exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be this Hoodoo Heritage Festival is, you know, going to be mind blowing. If you can make it out here, you should be here. Let's just put it that way. I've been asked by people, is there a limit on the number of guests, because we have a small, you know, we've got 2 acres out here. We're not, you know, we can't take in 10,000 people. There is no limit. We'll fit everybody in one way or another. We'll rent more tables. We'll know who's coming. You got to buy your tickets in advance. And you can, you know, if you buy your tickets in advance, we'll have it all set up. We'll have the right number of chairs. So don't wait till the last minute. Please help us out here and get your tickets now so we can plan for how much food we need. Katrina Mead is going to be doing food. Miss Phoenix from Missionary Independent Spiritual Church is going to be helping with the decor for the readers. There's going to be a whole tent of readers. And Deacon Millett is the reading wrangler from Hoodoo Psychics. All the readers from Hoodoo Psychics that can make it out here will be here, and we'll be doing readings. So it's going to be quite the deal.
And more giveaways than any previous year that I can remember of this year. So there's not, you know, you have more books, more giveaways, and some really, really exciting, you know, things going on. The Hoodoo Heritage Festival has really coalesced into not just a set of workshops, but an amazing festival and an amazing event.
Yeah.
You have the opening ceremonies every year, which is fantastic.
And which is this year with you. This is it's been fantastic every year, but this year the opening ceremony is by Conjurman Ali. That's right.
It is.
Yes, you
don't want to miss it. It is the first time that there is going to be a Kimbunda ceremony of this size in public. So it's a historical event. Dorian and me have to point that out. It's a historical event, so you don't want to miss it out. And you have Madame Pamita, who's going to be providing amazing entertainment for people who don't know about that. I mean,
Yes, Madame Pamita will be singing songs about hoodoo, a free concert on Saturday at lunch. And, yeah, that's right. I mean, this is we're talking major talent here. Also, I just wanted to say something, too. We had in the chat room, I don't know how you pronounce her name, R-G-A-R, whatever, she asked, can her 13-year-old daughter come? Yes, your 13-year-old daughter is welcome. And we're planning on some kind of a rebate or something, you know, under 12 for free, 12 to 18 maybe, a little lower price. We haven't worked it out yet because no one asked us yet. We've been talking about it, but we will put that online. So, yes, children are welcome. In fact, young children are welcome. Their train will be running around, and we have a couple of nice old grandfatherly folks running the train, so don't worry, your children will be in good hands.
Good.
And dogs are welcome as long as they are certifiably dog-friendly dogs, okay? We don't want any dog problems. We've never had them before, but every once in a while someone brings over some dog and says, well, my dog's kind of friendly, and we tell them, please no. So dogs are welcome, though. Okay, dog-friendly dogs. People-friendly. Okay. So anyway, that's what we're going to do. Now, we're running a little late. We've been talking about this thing, and I'm telling you, these books, we're going to be talking about them more as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
But Deacon Millett and the Hoodoo Foods Cookbook, it's in the can. It's happening now. And we'll have an advance of the cover to show you in a couple of days, right, Deacon Millett?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. It's just going to be a beautiful little thing. It's more than just a souvenir of this festival, because it will be on sale forever after. But this is really something. And I just want to thank you, Deacon Millett, for assembling this and put the whole thing together. You're just a wonderful, absolutely wonderful guy.
I'm glad I could help.
Well, more than help. I mean, you spearheaded this, and maybe we'll get you to cook some soup for us sometime, that apples and onion soup. Love that stuff. It's good. It's good. It's a love soup with a bite, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
He has it in the Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spells, and it made it into the cookbook, too, because a little bit of overlap there, because it's just too good to miss. All right. Well, we're running late. We got some readings to do, as all y'all know. We do readings every Sunday. We're going to take three people. We're going to read for them briefly, and I mean briefly, because we got to rush this a little bit. We're going to give them some root work advice. They've posted their questions, and we're going to turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee, and she's going to pick our first caller. We'll get the caller on the air, and then we'll go from there.
Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and y'all, we have about 53 minutes remaining in today's Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, and this week's special guest, Deacon Millett of fouraltars.org in the high desert of California. We'll be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or by telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code. And if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now we're going to go ahead and go to the phones and take our first client. Our first client is calling in from 702 from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Hoodoo Lady, who would like to be referred to as Ray on the air. Ray, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Hi, how is everybody?
Hi, great. Well, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being a loyal listener, and we sure do appreciate that. And let me go ahead and brief our panel of hosts and let them know that you're calling back in. You're not calling back in to report updates, as you've noted in the forum. The last time that you've called in is November of 2013. This is a completely different situation. And
yes.
She writes, I'm trying to become pregnant. I was diagnosed with endometriosis, PCOS, over 10 years ago and had surgery to remove my right ovary. All of the specialists, after extensive thorough testing, concluded that my right ovary is fine, no PCOS, just slight endometriosis, that I'm healthy and should be able to conceive. However, I've had many enemies tell me that I'd never have kids, so I'm wondering if a curse was placed upon me. Turning it back over to you.
All right. Well, you know, I think I know who you are. Do I know you, Ray?
I have spoke with you, and I have worked with Conjurman Ollie, yes.
Yes. Okay. I do know who you are. Okay. Well, you know, that this is, and I remember this question came up once in talking with me. Is that correct?
No, we've never discussed the
we've
fertility
never discussed
situation.
Okay. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
But my concern was, like, you know, on your long list of things that you want to work on in life, like, you know, this wasn't really something that was ever, like, really on the top of my list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because it's been a reoccurring thing with people saying, you're never going to experience the joys of motherhood. You'll never be a mother. You'll never get pregnant. Miracle. Like, I'm just wondering why people are so, you know?
So negative.
It kind of bothers me now.
May I ask a couple of questions before we read? How old
sure.
are you now?
I'm 31 now.
31. And what sign of the zodiac are you?
Aquarius.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say a couple of things about that. 31 does not rule you out, so don't worry about that. You got a good 9 years before you get to 40. At 40, you can
okay.
still get pregnant. However, your fertility level drops out, as does your ability to carry a baby to full term without some, you know, careful considerations.
And the entire situation has been, like, so unnatural that I had to get you guys an opinion. You know,
okay.
I went in for my yearly with the OBGYN, and she's like, your right ovary is still there. However, 10 years ago, I had surgery to remove the right ovary. And then I went to other, you know, referrals that they sent me to back up that, and it's still there. So I'm like, what did I have surgery for? So it's just the whole situation is unnatural, in
yeah.
my opinion.
All righty. Now, I'm going to ask you one more question. Do you have a partner that you want to have a baby with, or you just want to freelance your own baby?
I am not currently in a relationship and trying, though.
Okay, but, well, there's a question here that I asked, and I didn't get an answer that I understood yet.
Okay.
If you don't have a partner, would you freelance your own baby?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're trying to get to. Nowadays, a lot of women do that. In old days, that was considered shameful. Nowadays, it's not considered shameful. And I always say to a woman, more power to you. If you don't find
right.
a partner, you know, because half of marriages end in divorce anyway. So that's
mm-hmm.
a crapshoot, excuse my language. And and then you have custody battles. And there are many women who said, you know, I really wanted a baby, and I'm doing this on my own. And so now we're going to look at it. The question is, were you jinxed? That's the question, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. What I see here, no, I do not see a jinx. I see two of swords. Two of swords is a woman with her arms crossed across her chest. She has two swords on. She's blindfolded. You say she's on, we can say she is under cross conditions, right? She is under cross conditions. You are under cross conditions. But this is not a card of someone who has been placed in a bad position. This is someone who is not fully aware of how good their situation is. In other words,
okay.
negativity may have happened. There have been some physical ailments, but you are kind of in a frozen situation of unclarity. She has a blindfold on. She has two swords. We say, just put your swords down, lady. Put your swords down. Take your blindfold off. Nobody's fighting her. In other words, she's guarded because things have been negative, but behind her is the new moon. It says a new cycle will begin, a cycle of growth and increase. So my feeling here is you need a thorough cleansing. You have been crossed, but I don't see it as a cursing cross. In other words, I don't see someone as saying, you will never have children. But I do see problems, but they can be cured by uncrossing, removing your defenses. And then the next card is the Eight of Pentacles. This is a guy at a workbench. He has made some beautiful coins, and he's hung them on the wall. And then beneath his bench, there's one that didn't work out, and he's making another. This says, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So again, this says there is a possibility here. You will be able to work on it, but it may take some work. Now, I'm going to be real clear about that. It may take some work to get pregnant, but again, that's not a bad card. It just says you're going to try again because you're going to do what you want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the third card is an interesting card to me because it's not what I would have expected in this situation, okay? You know, you're looking for a card usually of a card of blessing or you're looking for a card of doom or something, right? But what I've got here is a card that says you will probably get married, too. It's a card of marriage. It's the Hierophant. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get married before you have the baby, but it does show a marriage in your future. So I answered my own question, would you have a baby outside of marriage? You might, but you will, at one point in your life, you will also be married. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? So this is this set of three hopeful cards. The worst card is the first card. And when we have the worst card, the first card, we know we have a way out of this situation. You will need a thorough cleansing. You will need to be in contact with females. Well, I'm going to let someone else do the reading on the root work, but you want to be able to touch a woman who's had her children successfully, and you want to be able to pet and play with her babies. I'll explain that some other time if you need my help.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
You need to get pheromones. Okay. Let's turn this over to Deacon Millett.
Well, hey, I'm happy to read for you. I'm using my Secret Dakini Oracle deck.
Okay.
Slightly different deck here, and I pulled three cards. The first one is Mount Meru, the center of the universe. This is a card that shows a mountaintop, and it's a card of isolation and loneliness. And it does say that you do feel a hole, some sort of loneliness that needs healing. The second card is Tree Spirit Yakshi. This is a card of nature and of seasons, and I often tell clients when I pull it that they should read and meditate on Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season.
Okay.
This card, because it's a card of nature, tells me no, this is a natural phenomenon. It's not that someone has placed a curse on you. It's very much a nature card. The third card is Mother's Milk. This card shows a breast and the Milky Way coming out of it. It's the card of motherhood, card of pregnancy. Definitely says that there is a way forward for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see what Kondra Manali says about this thing.
You know, in a situation like this, I agree with Kat. Being around children and mothers is very, very important. Being able to touch a child, being able to hold a child, these are very important things to do. You can also consider hiring a female root worker who is also a mother. They can be a great help in a situation like this. Miss Bree, Mama Hen, both of them are very, very well known for doing this type of work, fertility work, as well as working with mothers and children. And they are actually a mother and daughter team. So you know, that might work in your favor. In terms of root work that you can do yourself, I highly recommend a bath. Bathing is really good for any type of fertility work. Bathing is really good for any type of cleansing work. What I want you to do is get flaxseed, angelica, Queen Elizabeth, honey, and some white roses, and make that into a bath that you're going to soak in. So this isn't going to be a standing bath, which is far more common in hoodoo. But there are some soaking baths that people do as well, and this is what you want to do. You want to actually soak in this, recite the prayer that Deacon Millett gave you. Reciting a psalm is excellent for something like this. And that is what I would recommend. There are also certain talismans that you can make and carry around you for protection when it comes to having a safe pregnancy or get it or conceiving. Psalm 1, for example, is a very famous psalm for this. You can write the psalm out, anoint it with blessing oil, fold it up into a red flannel bag, and then carry that around your neck or in your pocket or near your womb. And that will help with both conceiving and then also having a very safe pregnancy. So combine that with the bath that I recommended and go and work with a female root worker who is also a mother, and you will be on the right track, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good advice. You want a mother, someone with young children if possible, to do your root work for you. That's brilliant advice from Conjurman Ali. And I can tell you a few just off the top of my head. Madam Nadia has a young child. Miss Bree has a young child. Aura LaForest, who's writing that bathing book, just had a baby. It is believed among those who do this kind of folk magic that the transfer of baby magic happens for the period of time that the baby is young. I've had children. Miss Michael has, but our children are grown. My one surviving child is grown, so I could give you a little bit of baby magic, but not like someone who's right there with the baby. You see what I'm saying? Mama Hen, Mama Star, any of these mama ladies would be a good, you know. But the if you really want to conceive, you want what in Hindu magic is called Shaktipat. You want the touch of someone who has recently had a child or is still with a very young child, okay? So that's just important to understand. Shaktipat, okay? All righty. Okay, let's turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee. Good luck to you, babe.
Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and here we go, y'all. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling in from 703 from the Washington, D.C. area. We're pulling her straight from the phones. 703, are you there, caller?
I'm sorry, Miss Tammy. It looks like that person may have hung up. We can go to our next caller instead.
Okay, 252. 252, are you there, caller?
Yes.
252. Hi.
252, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. May I ask you, please, announce your just your city and state, if you could. Just city and state. Thank you.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. All right, the Carolina.
Yes.
All right. Hey, great. Well, welcome to the show. How would you like
your
name to be you're very welcome. How would you like for your name to be referred to on the show?
Michelle.
Okay. All right, Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and if you could give me a brief one or two sentence for our hosts, Ms. Kat, Conjurman Ali, and Deacon Millett. Just a brief one or two sentences, if you could, please. Thank you.
Regarding the issue that I'm calling in about?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, I'm recently separated from my husband, and I really just don't know what to do. I don't know whether I should, you know, leave, you know, just give up, or if I should continue to try to make it work.
All right, let me ask a few questions. How long were you married?
Well, this is the strange thing. We got married in January, and it's only March, so... It's only been a couple months.
Whoa. How long were you intimate with each other before that?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. And, what sign of the zodiac are you?
Sagittarius.
Uh-huh. And what sign of the zodiac is your husband?
He was born in June, so I don't know which
one. Well, what's
that
his
is.
Birthday? Just give me the date. What date?
June 14th.
So he's a Gemini. Move on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was supposed to turn that over to Ollie. Hold on. I just did my reading, Ollie. Your turn, Ollie. Sorry, I took it out of turn.
Did you hear that when she said Gemini? Well, you know, it's an interesting reason why, you know, Pat said that. And it's there's no remark against Gemini. We love our Geminis. Geminis are wonderful. But the Sagittarius-Gemini mix is always a little iffy. They tend to interest one another because both of them can be cerebral when they want to be. They can have great conversation. They can be exciting and adventurous. But when it comes to commitment, you know, there's some issues there between Sagittarius and Gemini. So this is nothing against Gemini. Right? So the chat is blowing up right now. It's like, oh, no, why are you making fun of Gemini? She's not.
No, I'm not making fun. I got, you're right. Let me just raise my right hand. Between me and God, my mother, sainted mother, was a Gemini. I love Geminis. Is Gemini and Sag is a mix that if they split, they might as well just split. I'm just talking about the mix, okay? Okay.
There's Kat showing her astrology, you know, creds right there, because that's a very, very true thing that comes to astrology. Those two, and that doesn't mean it's doomed, but if those two, when they split, the chances of them getting back together are not just high. So that's something to bear in mind. And also, the fact that it's a short, you know, it happened in such a quick time is also not too unusual. I have done readings in the past between Sag and Geminis, and there it's a couple that, for whatever reason, whenever they kind of take that step of commitment, they tend to separate relatively fast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull three cards here and see what your chances are of getting this person back. And it's interesting that the cards I get here are not commitment cards in any way, shape, or form. The first card that we have here is the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles shows us a miser king, a small little king sitting on his broken throne outside of a city, and he is clutching at a golden coin at his chest. There's another one on his head and two more at his feet. It looks like this is a person who's not ready to give up what he thinks he had before he got married with you. It's as if the marriage and the ideas of the past clashed, okay? So this is a guy who could dive into marriage and went, this is not at all what I thought it would be, okay? And again, this is not a very uncommon thing for Geminis, okay? So be aware of that this is more of a cerebralist thing of, this sounds like a great idea, get involved, wait a minute, this is not at all what I thought about. And it's also a matter of him not really letting go of something that's part of it. It could be the sense of freedom and independence, it could be an ex, but it does tell us that he's not really willing to open up and be in the relationship in the same way that, for example, you will. Sagittarius is a really great way of putting themselves up, okay? So this is a problem here. The Four of Pentacles tells me that this guy is inaccessible. This guy is not going to, if you attempt to do some type of work, it's not going to be easy to work on him because he is a little bit closed off, and he is clutching to the idea of something. Even if that thing has no real value anymore, he's not willing to let go of it. And so as a result of this, this relationship really fell out. The next card that we have here is the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands warns that there is more issues here than you are aware of. There's five people with staves in their hands, and they're going to town against one another. And this indicates to me more than anything else that you should be aware that there is several competing factors in this situation. This is a man who may be at war with himself over what he wants, unsure of whether he wants to stay in a marriage, needs something else. And it also indicates to me that in addition to an internal strife going on, that there is something external. Be aware that there may be either a love rival on the horizon who will appear shortly or one that has already appeared. But there is definitely some type of competition in there. Now, in addition to a physical person competing, it can also be situations. There may be other things that are drawing his mind away, whether it's work or something along those lines. But know that in addition to all of that, there is a love rival. So if this person isn't there in the picture yet, they will be shortly. They're right. I'm getting a sense of them hovering kind of around this situation. But if they've manifested and he's interested in someone else, or they will be manifesting shortly. So now you're competing with two separate things. The guy who's got internal issues going on, who's holding on to something that may no longer have value, that has value to him. You're holding on to someone who, you know, you're going up against someone who's got all these things going on internally, as well as has this love rival that's appearing. And then the next card that we have here is not a particularly positive card in terms of reconciliation. It's the Four of Cups. This really bookends the reading beautifully. We started with the Four and we ended with the Four, but unfortunately the message is quite clear. Here it shows us a man sitting under a tree. His arms are crossed and he's shaking his head saying no. And there is a golden goblet that is being offered to him. If you look closely, that is an image directly taken from the Ace of Cups, which is a card of opening up, love, affection, and often a blessing. He is rejecting the offer of marriage, rejecting the offer of getting back together, and rejecting the offer of really stepping forth and loving you in the way that you want to be. His arms are still crossed, just like they are in the Four of Pentacles. And the reason for that is there's three golden cups before him. He says, why should I accept yours when I have these three other things in front of me? And that goes to the fact that there are things that are drawing him away from you. There is other offers out there for him that he is seriously considering. So this does not look particularly good in terms of what you, you know, in terms of you two getting back together. The sense I get is that he may return and you may be able to enact some small return, but it's never going to be quite the relationship you hoped for or him opening up in the way that you hoped for. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I did my reading, so let's go to Deacon Millett and say what you want to say. Deacon Millett, what root work would you prescribe at this point, briefly?
Well, I think cut and clear is in order. I think it's time to move on. And depending on the level of pain that you're in, and it doesn't feel like you're in a ton. There was some part of you that saw this coming. It's still very weird and it's still shocking, but you did see it coming a little bit. And it's good that you gave it a shot, but work and it's time to move on. So cut and clear work. The most powerful thing is the black walnut bath. And you can get the black walnuts from Lucky Mojo, and it comes with directions for how to do that bath. And that will just cut the emotional bond between you completely. It is a pain relief beyond imagining. If you don't feel like you're in that much pain, there is a wonderful spell kit, also at Lucky Mojo, for cut and clear work. And you can order that and just sit down and do the work, get this done, cut it out, and move on. And lastly, when people are in your position, I like to advise new love work because there are candles and other things that we can do that are designed to attract the perfect mate to you. And the nice thing about that is that if your husband is the perfect mate, he'll come back. And if he's not, you will draw someone better to you. So that's a nice form of magic you can do that will improve your lot without making a complete cut decision. But I think it's time to move on. We have really amazing, powerful astrological aspects next month, and I would do the work to end this as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best. And once again, to all those Geminis who thought I was dissing Geminis, love Geminis, just saying, Gemini and Sag, if they part, they're both such wanderers that they'll literally wander away from one another. They might even meet again sometime, but they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't come back the way that some. They don't stick. You know, if
they
it doesn't work,
affairs with another. They really do.
Yeah. They. Yeah. Exactly. All righty. All right. So let's turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee and see where we're going from here.
Well, yes, Sam is Cat, and
here we go, y'all. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic radio show to date. listen by telephone, or listen to the archive podcast in iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and Ruhr consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood and of LuckyMojo.com and Conjumental Lee of ConjumentalLee.com and this week's special guest, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org from the high desert of California. And thank you so much for being here with us this week, Deacon Millett. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now we're going to go ahead and go to the phones and take our next client. And I believe that may be 202 from D.C. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
There we go. Hi,
who's
this?
Hi, welcome to the show. May I ask, number one, what is your area code that you're calling in, please? This is Tammy Lee.
202.
Perfect. You're calling in from Washington, D.C., is that correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you so much for being on the air with us. And how would you like to be referred to on the air?
As Natalie.
Natalie, great. Welcome so much to the show, Natalie. Okay, and in one or two sentences, if you could please, ma'am, just describe your situation for us so that I can go ahead and turn it over to our hosts, Ms. Kat, Conjumental Lee, and Deacon Millett. I'm going to turn it over to you for one or two sentences, okay, Ms. Natalie? Thank you.
Okay. About a month ago, I got a reading from Deacon Millett, and he told me that the chameleon card came up, and that could be unseen enemies. He also told me to redo the mirror box I had done because of some unknown enemies, and I'd like to know, I did everything he said. I'd like to know if everything is clear, if I have taken care of the issues.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to our panel, Ms. Kat, Conjumental Lee,
right.
And, of course, Deacon Millett. Ms. Kat?
Well, this is a great call to come at this time. That was totally copacetic because Deacon Millett is our first reader, so turn it over to Deacon Millett. He's your root worker. You're his client. Let's hear about this, Deacon Millett.
Glad to hear that you've done this and made progress. So I'm going to pull three cards, and we're going to see how you did. First card is White Lady, Mother of Pearl. This is a card of manipulation, and it does tell us that someone definitely was trying to mess with you. The second card is Fire of Sacrifice. It shows that you've had to give some things up to reach the place that you're at. The third card is High Tension. This is part of energy. It shows lightning bolts bursting out of a bodybuilder's head. And it tells me that you have successfully driven this problem person away. So congratulations. These cards are all very, very positive. Just keep in mind that with the White Lady Mother of Pearl card, things are not going to be over. This person is going to come back at you again. So keep yourself protected and keep a watchful eye and keep working that marriage arc.
All right.
Okay.
Now I'm going to ask a question of you, Natalie, because I'm interested in this. I don't know this situation, so I'm going to get you guys to just open up a little bit more here. Natalie, you know who the person was who did this?
No, I'm not really sure. I was looking to you guys for insight on into that also.
All right. Deacon Millett, can you just give her a couple more minutes on what is it she's facing? Because I understood what you had to say. She has blown the situation open, gotten herself free, but the person still may be, regrouping and may come back later. Is that what you said?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
I pulled three more cards real fast. I get Solar Return, which is a 1-year duration. So So I think you need to be very careful for the coming year. Chameleon card promptly came up again. So this person is still going to be throwing at you, but the third card I got is Isis, the High Priestess. You will prevail.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if I understand it now, see, I don't read the Secret Tikini Oracle as well as you do, Deacon Millett, but you said chameleon, right?
Yes.
So that does mean that the person might disguise themselves. In other words...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same track with that, because I was just, you know, doing a little intuitive here. So mm-hmm. the person may come in under another guise or whatever. All right. Yeah. Let's turn this over to Conjurman Ali and see what he has to say. Very interesting question. And people in the chat room are saying, well, what to do to protect forever after this. But we'll let's get through the question first, and we'll get to that in a moment. Ali, what do you see?
You know, I agree with Deacon Millett. I've done a geomantic reading, and you and I have successfully kind of moved out of this situation, but there's still some stuff to be worried about, and I'm going to point out some things that you should think about. First and foremost, you know, when it comes to looking, are you kind of removed from being attacked? And have you successfully done your work? I look first at the 8th house, which is questions of magic, and then 12th house, questions of, you know, curses and whatnot. 8th house is puer, it's a sword, and it tells me that you have successfully waged war, that it has been a hard-won battle, and difficult. There are still sacrifices at Deacon Millett that need to be made, but you have been successful in that case. And this is confirmed by Laetitia in the 12th house. Laetitia is joy. This is ruled by Jupiter. It is abundance. It is success. It's breaking free any of the restrictions that usually are associated with the 12th house, curses and things like that. So this is a very, very positive reading, and it tells us, great job, what you've done. You know, Deacon Millett's recommendations to you are dead on, and they absolutely help. Now, what you do need to be careful of is that there is still some residual, you know, issues around. Well, you may have dealt with the enemy. You may need to do some further protection and cleansing work on yourself. And we have Rubius in the 3rd house. Be careful of any type of short-term travel. Be careful of any type of car. Like if you have to drive around, be very, very careful. You might want to do some protection work on your car. If you don't, I do see some car accidents in the picture for you. Okay, so that's where the further sacrifices are going to come. It's going to be a blow to some type of transportation for you. And it's not, you know, like you traveling. But short-term, it may be something you on your way to your... on the way to work, you on the way home. If you don't have a car, then the journey itself is where you'll face difficulties, whether you're on the bus or whatnot. So be careful. That's the type of protection you need to do. You need to protection while you're out and about, running your errands and doing stuff. So be aware of that.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
My car did break down.
There you go, my dear.
See. This is good. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate that.
Human would like that. It reveals what's hidden in those little aspects. So be aware, you know, that's still in the air, though. Your car may have broken down. Are you trying to get your car repaired?
I think it's totaled. I'm trying to get a new car. I test drove a new one yesterday.
Yeah, Rubius, new car, definitely cleanse that car and put a, and Miss Cat can talk about how to protect your new car, because it's your weak area. It's where you're going to get hit again. So the first car is total. That's Rubius. That's the car overturned. That's the goblet completely overturned. Now you need to do further protection work on your new car, okay? And I'm going to turn this over to Miss Cat and see what she recommends in terms of work that you can do.
All right. I'm going to say what I'm hearing from these two fine readers is that whatever the cause of this is, it's an individual. There's something going on here. You may not know who, and we may not have completely identified it to your satisfaction, but you have done great work in pushing this away, but it will come back. And the danger around cars is there. And also, I'm going to just say you need protection on you. So what I'm going to focus on is this. You've pushed the thing away, and Deacon Millett used a card called Solar Return. Solar Return means when the sun returns to its same position, and this is a situation means 1 year. So Conjurman Ali said something similar. There's something going on here that's definitely going to come back. So it may come back again, and I want you to have some protection in place. Definitely, but the new car that you get, you want to smoke it or wash it down. You can use different forms of protection depending on how it's made or lined with. Some people will just burn a little bit of protection incense in it just quickly rather than put liquids in it, make a protection bath. But some people will take a little bit of protection bath crystals, put it in warm water, take the thing to one of those car washes and throw the protection bath water in it and just rinse it off in the car wash. So
yep.
That will give you something there. You want to do some protection on that car, both inside and out. Another thing that you can do is use protection oil and put it on the taillights and headlights. You just draw a little smiley face or something with the oil with your finger. That's important. But I also want you to carry some protection in the glove box of the car. And there are many things to protect against accident. I'll give you what a few of them are. Carnelian, as was said here in the chat, protects the heart and the body. Carnelian is flesh. It protects the body. There is Feverfew, protects against accidents. And there are a few other roots and herbs that you can look up at Hoodoo at a Glance, or you can just buy some protection oil. Make yourself a little packet. You can buy a Protection Mojo, small something, and put it in the glove box. If you don't want people to see it, when you open a glove box, there's a place where they can't be seen. Just duct tape it up in there. Make a little small packet. It does not need to be a big old flannel bag Mojo. It can be just a little bit of these things wrapped in a piece of cloth. And in that cloth, you're going to put the items and tape it up. Or you can do the real old-fashioned way. Write out Psalms number 91, which is for physical protection, by hand, on a small piece of paper, write the whole of Psalms 91, take your different little herbs and things and fold them up in there, maybe a little piece of your fingernail or something like that, or your toenail as a symbol of you, and then fold it up in there and just duct tape it up using matching duct tape. If the inside of a glove box is black, use black duct tape. Okay, does that make sense to you? Understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, the other thing is I want to protect your house, too. And so one of the ways that we use some protection, and you can use salt for this. Oh, you might put salt in that packet, too. I didn't want to give a whole long list of things that go in the packet because people say, I don't have this, I don't have that. What can I substitute? Go to hoodooataglance.com and just look up protection. Pick what you got, okay? But salt will work. Salt and pepper mixed together will work if you have nothing else, and it's really good. Bob, that would be black pepper and salt. Some people put red pepper and salt. Some people put salt, put red pepper and black pepper, powdered pepper. And you put those together. Now, you can also do something similar to that around your house. And if you live in an apartment, you're going to put it in four corners of the apartment. We're getting some cut-up sound here, Nagashiva, on the board. Can we maybe mute the caller? Will that help us with our cut-up sound? Yeah, I hope so. Put the same mixture or protection mixture or jinx killer mixture, mix them all together in the form of incense or powder around, mix it with dirt and put it around the property. People will sometimes even go all around the block and just sprinkle a little bit of it down around the corners because you want to make a protection, a wall of protection for yourself. You can use fiery wall of protection powders mixed with dirt or incense mixed powders mixed with dirt. Fiery wall of protection is more damaging to the intruder. Because this intruder has the possibility of coming back, you might want to go that route rather than just straight-up protection. One last thing, and that's guardian angel or Saint Michael or any of the archangels that are good for protection, but certainly Archangel Michael is the go-to angel for that. And I hope that we can get you some little bits of protection up that will be of use to you. Mirrors turned outward, small mirrors are also used to protect. All right? So I think I've covered just about everything here, and but I know you're going to need some protection. Okay? So good luck to you, caller. Congratulations on successfully getting this thing sent away. Solar return means you're under threat for one more year. When that solar return is passed again, get another reading, okay? Because it may come back again, but you're going to need another reading on the solar return of the, you know, that's what we call it, solar return, okay? All right. Good luck. And you've won the battle for now. Just we want to make sure that you stay healthy, okay?
All the best.
All righty, we're gonna turn this over to Ms. Tammy Lee, and our next segment will be our free spell, and she's going to introduce us to that. All right, thank you, Ms. Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat, and y'all, we have just about 10 minutes left in today's show, and y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then call in during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you'd like to be on the show. If your call is selected, you will get a free consultation with the best workers in the field. Tune in each week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org, our special guest member from AIR. And turning it over to you, Deacon Millett. It's always such a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Well, thank you. You guys are always so welcoming. And
thank you.
It just makes it a joy to be here. So I'm gonna ruin my reputation as the sweetness and light guy. I'm gonna share a recipe from the Hoodoo Foods book that is for really screwing with the rival. It's a cursing work. It's an enemy trick, and I don't know whether my name for it will stay in the book.
Oh, the name? No. The name is there. And I laughed out loud when I got to that page. I went, whoa, Deacon Millett jumps the fence.
So this recipe, I titled it Pickled Penis Party Pickups. And this is an hors d'oeuvre to serve at a party. It's a party snack. And it uses dill pickles, Havarti cheese, thin slices of honey ham, sweet hot mustard in some kind of a squeeze bottle, and those little plastic sword toothpicks that you can get for hors d'oeuvres. And this is designed to totally ruin a rival in either business or love. And it starts with taking a dill pickle. And that dill pickle is going to represent your male enemy. This is for men only. Women can perform it, but it is to be done against a male enemy. And you make the sign of the cross over your pickle, and you baptize it in the name of your enemy. So you say, Joe you are and Joe you shall be to me. And now this pickle represents Joe's penis. So dry it with a paper towel and put it on a cutting board. And we want to be really careful. Because
I heard that, Cashman Ollie. Did you hear? Uh-oh.
I knew where this was going, and the male in me just gave a natural reaction.
So we're going to slice this pickle lengthwise into quarters, and we're going to do it very carefully like a surgeon with a lot of focus and a lot of hatred. And you're just going to slice it into quarters, or what people call spears. And you do that to all the pickles that you're going to serve up. Next, you put out your slices of cheese, and we're going to use the mustard to actually write a little petition on the cheese. So use a squeeze bottle. You may prefer to use a decorating bottle rather than just the one that mustard comes in, but you're going to write, I can, you can't, in mustard on the cheese. Then you're going to place a slice of ham on top of your petition. Then we're going to put this pickle spear there, and we're going to roll it up so that you've got a pickle spear that's been rolled in the mustard and the cheese and the ham. So we've made a nice little hors d'oeuvre. And then you take your little party sword toothpick and you stab them into the pickle, cursing each time. And the curse I like is the F word, you know, you just bam, stab it in over and over and over again. And you're going to do this every inch or so. So each spear will probably be four little pieces, and each one's going to get an F you. And then we're going to get a nice butcher knife, and we're going to We're going to top each of these into its four pieces. So you're going to, with fury, chop into it, slicing each piece up, and then set them out on a tray and let everyone at the party partake in your cursing work. And it's particularly good if the person that you're cursing is there and can eat a few himself. So that's one of my contributions to the book.
You know,
and people ask me if I do cursing work, and I'm always like, of course, how do you think I can stay, you know, nice? I've got to have some way to get the, you know, the nastiness out. So hopefully that will be fun for some of you guys to do out there.
That is an amazing one. When I got to that in the book, I was, you know, proofreading and looking, checking your typesetting. I just laughed out loud.
Brilliant.
That is what happens. That's what happens when a sweet, darling, lovable guy from Texas is crossed. He fights back with the swords of the stabbing swords of doom.
All I have to say is that, you know, Deacon Millett is known for his reconciliation and sweet work. But he, for people who know him, he's also one of the most badass root workers I know, because he also takes on cases that involve breakup work as well, and he's really good at it. So he works that hot and cold, that sweet and sour beautifully.
That's right. All right, this was wonderful. Now let's turn it over to Miss Tammy Lee and take us out of here.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and thank you, Miss Kat, and Condimental Lee, and thank you, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California, for being our special guest member from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, will be Professor Ames of SkullboneEmporium.com in Fort Collins, Colorado. And once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Condiment Ali at condimentali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TurkeyConcure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. I'm going to make a quick correction. The next week will not be Professor Ames. Sorry, but he has ceded his spot to Miss Michael and Professor Charles Porterfield, and that was done at the last minute in the chat room. So sorry about that, Miss Tammy Lee. But
yes, ma'am.
It's going to be no problem. It's going to be Miss Michael and Professor Charles Porterfield, and they're going to be talking about their book, upcoming book, Hoodoo Bible Magic, Sacred Secrets of Scriptural Sorcery. So be here. We're going to get some Bible magic on, and we're going to learn some of the secrets of the Mizpah, secrets of the Mezuzah, secrets of the Psalms, secrets of Deuteronomy, Isaiah, all the way on back to the Book of Revelations. All right? And,
all right.
Yeah, it's going to be something else. Yeah, hallelujah. It's going to be something good. So tune in next week for that. And they're working on a book, so that's going to be out then, too. And at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, y'all go to hoodooheritagefestival.com and buy your tickets. All right, good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.